But first, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, as he does every Monday morning after a Cowboys game, win or lose, it's the owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Good morning.
Morning.
Super Bowl bound, baby.
Congratulations.
Super Bowl bound. Thank you very much. I do appreciate that. Now, which one of you two deals is going to be getting a mohawk?
Well, I said I'd get one if you still had Jason Garrett as your coach next year.
How dare you doubt this team I put together? How dare you?
Well, you've given us plenty to doubt this year.
Well, then again, I was doubting them all week, too.
Yeah, so. I figured.
I have to admit, I was researching mohawks for myself.
That'd be great.
Back to 500.
Well,
not
almost.
Quite.
You're 4-5.
Back to 500 coaches that could take this team to the Super Bowl before Jason Garrett.
Oh, okay.
I guess old Scott Linehan's bag of tricks actually worked last night.
Linehan, yeah.
I tell you, though, I'm going to have to start carrying adult diapers with me on the road when old Zach Martin went out of that game, filled up my adult diaper.
No, that's terrible.
Oh, it was bad, too. Steven had to go get me a bunch of wet wipes just so I could watch the second half.
It's a terrible reaction to have over an injury.
Thank goodness we had Jerry Jr.'s diaper bag in there, so didn't have to walk far.
Jeez.
Now, I'm glad we won and all, but I got to be honest with you. I think maybe I let Tony go about 2 years too early. I mean, Dak is okay, but he still has some room for improvement.
Yes.
He's got to get that ball out of there faster.
You think so?
Get it out of there faster.
Yeah.
If he stands around in that pocket any longer, we're going to start forwarding mail to him right back there. What'd you think about Zeke?
Great. He looked great.
Looked good, didn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of resemble the old Me Too version of Zeke from a couple years ago.
Hey, don't refer to him
like
as that.
George? You like how I won't let that go?
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
Did you see Zeke jump over that defender?
Yeah.
Hurdled him. Dodged him like he was a sexual harassment charge.
Gosh.
Still not letting it go.
You need to let that go.
Nope. And I'm glad we went ahead and drafted that Van Der Esch sketch kid.
Van Der Esch.
He filled in really good for our star China doll, Sean Lee. What's wrong with Sean Lee?
I don't know. He's injury prone for some reason.
He's very fragile.
Yeah.
We're going to have to wrap him up like the Bubba Boy. You ever see the Bubba Boy?
John Travolta. Yeah.
I'm going to see him in bubble wrap and storm in my basement during the off season, along with Crazy Ray and Tony's frozen bottle of sperm I keep down
there. What? Crazy Ray? You keep Crazy Ray in your basement in bubble wrap?
I sure do.
This is breaking news.
It sure was nice not having to drink myself blind after last night's game.
Well, but we figured maybe you did in celebration.
Well, I drink more when I'm depressed than when I'm happy.
Okay.
Although it's hard to tell. I know. I drank so much after that Titans game last week.
Titans.
That I actually forgot Roosevelt's name. I was calling him Hoover for some reason. I'm a president's name wrong.
Right.
Did you know last time I was in Philadelphia and we played them, the fans stole my toupee and set it on fire?
Terrible.
Oh, gosh.
Terrible.
Made Gene cry.
That's awful.
I know it, but I waited. I hid up under a concession cart until the stadium cleared out last night so I could get out of there with my toupee intact.
Yeah, they don't like you up there, do they?
They sure don't. They sure don't.
Of course, I'm not sure they like you down here.
What's that?
I'm not sure they like you down here.
Is this non-Mohawk?
Yeah, that was
this is non-Mohawk, yeah.
Okay, and the other one's Mohawk, right?
Well, not yet. We'll see how you feel here in a few weeks when you lose about five more games.
I'm going to keep Garrett, even if it bankrupts this team, just so I can see you in a Mohawk.
That's not good business.
Good morning to you guys.
All right, we'll see you, Jerry. There he goes. Jerry, the morning after a big win.